KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Starting off, taking a look at high school sports. Some regional girls golf played yesterday in Class 1A. We'll take a look at Region 2 to start off. And Region 2A was played at Anita. It was Boyer Valley and Grizzled, the two teams that came out as qualifiers. Boyer Valley wins it with a 401 total. Grizzled was second with a 406. Cam was not far back at 411, just outside of qualifying to move on. Exira EHK, Audubon, Lennox, and Nottoway Valley, the rest of the teams. The individual qualifiers that will move on to the regional final play include Sammy Jotty of Cam. She was medalist with a round of 84. Abby Miller of Boyer Valley shot a 92 in second. J.C. Antofer of Exira EHK was third with a 94. Ronnie Hook of Grizzled shot a 97. Brittany Nelson of Grizzled a 99. And Chelsea Hokeson of Lennox a 99 there to round out those individual qualifiers from Region 2A. Region 2B at the Coon Rapids Country Club saw IKM Manning win it with a 392. Coon Rapids Baird was second with a 418. And since one of the home school was one of the top two, Glidden Ralston also qualifies. They shot a 448 in third. Baxter and Earlham rounding out the teams there. Individually, Whitney Reaver of Glidden Ralston was the medalist. Kamaya Jacobson of IKM Manning runner-up with a 93. Michaela Downing of Coon Rapids Baird shot a 97 in third place. Kim Daly of Glidden Ralston fourth with a 98. Hannah Mullen of IKM Manning a 98 in fifth. And Bree Mulbauer of IKM Manning a 100 there in sixth place. So those individuals also advancing. Region 2C at the Mount Air Golf and Country Club had East Union winning with a 424 total. Mount Air shot 436, and Central Decatur also qualifying with a 471. Wayne, Seymour, Moravia, Melcher, Dallas, and Mormon Trail, the rest of the teams at that site. Individual qualifiers included Kristen Schaff of Central Decatur. She won it with a 77. Quinn Esslinger of East Union shot an 88 in second place. Anna Collins of East Union was third with a 95. Morgan Haberlin of Moravia, fourth with a 97. Kenza Reed of Melcher Dallas, fifth with a 103. And Theta Hauser of Seymour, a 104 in sixth place. Qualifiers will now play in the Region 2 final next Monday at the 5x80 Golf and Country Club in Menlo, hosted by Exira EHK. And Class 1A Region 1 play. At Hull, it was Akron Westfield winning with a 388 total. Galen Catholic came in second with a 428. Hinton, Remsen St. Mary's, Central Lyon, Boyden Hull, Kingsley Pearson, MMCRU, and George Little Rock, the rest of the teams there at that site. Autumn Bundy of Akron Westfield was the medalist there with a 90. Hannah Vondrick of Hinton shot a 91 as the runner-up. And also in Class 1A, Region 1, at 1B at Logan Missouri Valley Country Club. That was postponed here to today, so that action will be completed today to know who moves on from that site. And Region 1C at Quail Run Golf Course was played yesterday, and Riverside won it with a 454 total. Essex was second with a 468, followed by Sydney, Tri-Center, St. Albert, HSTW, and Fremont Mills. Individual qualifiers included Emma Jorgensen of AHSTW, who was medalist with an 87. Lainey Sheffield of St. Albert shot 94 as the runner-up. Megan Reed of Riverside was third with a 100. Lexi Burnison of Essex, a 101 in fourth place. Presley Pogge of Tri-Center shot a 109 in fifth place. And Kayla Jensen of Tri-Center, a 110 in sixth. The Region 1 final will be played next Monday at the Meadows Country Club in Mobile, hosted by Woodbury Central. Also in Class 2A action yesterday in regional golf play in Region 1B, it was Missouri Valley winning with a 412 total. Red Oak was runner-up with a 416. Clarinda was third with a 442. Maple Valley, 443. And then Shenandoah, Trainer, and Underwood, the rest of the teams there. Individual qualifiers from that site, Kate Carlson of Red Oak was the medalist with an 85. Madison Lease of Missouri Valley a 94 in second. Madison Brown of Missouri Valley a 99 in third place. Peyton Hiltz of Missouri Valley was fourth with a 101. Gracie Brown of Clarinda fifth with a 102. And Maddie Lewis of Trainer was sixth with a 104. The Class 2A Region 1 final will be played coming up next Monday at the Willow Vale Golf Course in Mapleton, hosted by Maple Valley. Region 2A at Carroll, it was Emmitsburg with a 371 total, and Kemper Catholic came in second with a 407. OABCIG was third with a 426. Those three teams all move on. Cherokee, Southeast Valley, Esat County, and South Central Calhoun are the rest of the teams. Individual qualifiers from that site, Delaney Conrad of Southeast Valley shot an 80 in a medal. Gretchen Hofstadt of Emmitsburg was second with an 82. Summer Hudson of Emmitsburg, third with a 93. Kayla Kraft of Esac County was fourth with a 94. Katie Schwiers of Kemper Catholic was fifth with a 94. And Mariah Neighborhouse of Kemper Catholic was sixth with a 94. The 2A Region 2 final next Monday at the Garner Golf Club, hosted by Garner Hayfield Ventura. And in Region 4A, at Lake Panorama National Golf Course yesterday, Van Meter won it with a 405. Colfax Mingo was second with a 426. Des Moines Christian, Woodward Granger, Panorama, Ogden, and I-35, the rest of the teams. ACGC also competed there. Individual qualifiers were Kyler Carey of Van Meter, who won it the top spot there. London Will of Van Meter was an 86 as the runner-up. Delaney Underwood of Colfax Mingo was third with a 91. CC Sturtevant of Des Moines Christian was fourth with a 91. Sierra DeHoyt of Woodward Granger was fifth, and Ashley Kamani of Des Moines Christian was sixth. The Class 2A Region 4 final will be played next Monday at the Pleasantville Golf and Country Club, hosted there by Pleasantville. So that's a look at some of the 1A and 2A regional golf action as far as some local teams are concerned. The larger classes, Class 3A and 4A, didn't have this opening round play. They'll just be in those regional finals coming up next Monday. Moving on to tennis, some girls' regional team tennis sites postponed play from this past Saturday to Monday. And here's a look at some of those results. In a Class 1A Region 3, Pella was a 5-0 winner over Knoxville, and Clark beat Newton 5-2. Then Pella went on to beat Clark 5-0, so Pella advances to play Shenandoah coming up this next Saturday in Osceola. That'll start at 9 o'clock in the morning. Also in regional tennis in Class 2A Region 2, Lewis Central picked up a 5-3 win over Des Moines Roosevelt yesterday in opening round play, and Des Moines East a 5-0 winner over Des Moines Hoover. So Lewis Central advances to play on Saturday at Johnston with a 9 o'clock start. Also, the Atlantic girls tennis team picked up a win over Southwest Valley on Monday night, a match that was postponed due to weather. The Trojans won 6-3 over the Timberwolves. They got singles wins from Hannah Holtz, Molly McFadden, Tessa Grooms, Nellie Grooms, and Addie Schmidt. Atlantic also got doubles wins from the duo of Holtz and Martinez, and Grooms and Grooms there to pick up that victory there over Southwest Valley. Also, taking a look at some high school soccer from last night. It was in girls' play, Atlantic picking up a 10-0 win over Riverside as they get a victory there. Also in girls' play, it was HSTW 8-0 over Logan Magnolia. Thomas Jefferson beat Missouri Valley 10-0. Glenwood a 1-0 winner over Kemper Catholic. Lewis Central 10-0 over Harlan. Trainer beat Underwood 9-0. Tri-Center a 10-1 win over Denison Schleswig. In boys' soccer, it was Kemper Catholic 4-1 over Atlantic. HSTW beat Logan Magnolia 8-0. Denison Schleswig a 3-1 win over Glenwood. Green County beat Panorama 13-3. Harlan a 6-0 winner over Creston, and Trainer was a 2-0 winner over Underwood. That's a look at high school soccer there from last night. Moving on now from high school sports to other sporting notes here in the state. Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a bill into law that establishes a legal way to bet on professional, collegiate, and international sporting events. It also legalizes fantasy sports contests and internet fantasy sports betting, but delays betting based on college sporting event statistics until May of 2020. The new law excludes betting on some events, including minor leagues and in-state college team players. Sports betting is limited to those 21 and older. Reynolds, a Republican, has declined to suggest whether she supported the expansion of gambling in Iowa. She signed the bill on Monday. The law gives the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission regulatory authority over sports betting. The commission regulates the 19 state-licensed casinos in Iowa, and its administrator, Brian Oreichel, says that most of the state's casinos are expected to set aside on-site space for betting. The casinos also will contract with online and mobile application vendors to set up bets electronically. The commission has been developing rules that will determine how sports betting will work at the casinos online and through a mobile application. And betting is expected to begin as early as this summer. Iowa State has signed Troy University transfer Javen Johnson. Head coach Dee Prohm announced yesterday Johnson, a 6'7" forward, will sit out the 2019-20 season per NCAA transfer rules and have two seasons of eligibility remaining after redshirting. Johnson made 42 starts in his 63 appearances for the Trojans, including starting all 30 games last season as a sophomore. The Decatur, Alabama native was third on the team, averaging 10.4 points while also pulling down 4.2 rebounds per game. He connected on a team-high 53 three-pointers at a 35% clip last season. He shot 44% behind the arc as a freshman, making 87 three-pointers over the course of his two seasons with the Trojans. He also was a capable defender with 22 blocks and 15 steals on the season. Michigan's John Beilein has agreed to become head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers, the winningest coach in the history of the Michigan program. Beilein went 278-150 in 12 seasons with the Wolverines and reached the Final Four in 2013 and 2018. He now takes over a rebuilding project in Cleveland. Beilein got a five-year deal with the Cavs, who believe he can make the successful leap from campus. The team has had six other coaches since 2009. Beilein has built a strong reputation for developing young players and teams. The L.A. Lakers have officially named Frank Vogel as their coach. The team announced the hiring Monday and will hold an introductory press conference May 20th at its facility. Vogel flew to L.A. on May 9th to interview and was hired 2 days later. The 45-year-old Vogel did not coach last season following 2 years with the Magic. He arrived in Orlando following five-plus seasons leading the Pacers, including trips to the Eastern Conference Finals in 2013 and 14. Coach Steve Kerr isn't ready to predict whether Kevin Durant or DeMarcus Cousins will be able to return from injuries to play for the Warriors during the best-of-seven Western Conference Finals against the Portland Trail Blazers. Two-time reigning Finals MVP Durant will be reevaluated later this week from a strained right calf that he injured in Game 5 of the last round against the Rockets. Moving on to baseball, in the National League yesterday, Philadelphia 7-4 over Milwaukee and Arizona 9-3 over Pittsburgh. In the AL, it was Houston 8-1 over Detroit. The Angels beat Minnesota 5-4, the White Sox 5-2 over Cleveland. Seattle a 6-5 winner over Oakland in 10 innings, and Baltimore at the Yankees was postponed. Right-hander Jonathan Loaisiga has strained a pitching shoulder and became the New York Yankees' 17th player to go on the injured list this season. They announced the roster move Monday before starting a homestand against Baltimore and made it retroactive to Friday. The White Sox say pitchers Carlos Rodon and Nate Jones will miss the rest of the season with arm injuries. Rodon is scheduled for elbow ligament replacement surgery Wednesday in L.A. Jones had surgery to repair a flexor mass tear in his right forearm. The Royals are bringing up top prospect Nicky Lopez from AAA Omaha, and he could make his big league debut when Kansas City opens a series against Texas tonight. Right-hander Jake Newberry was optioned to Omaha in a corresponding roster move Monday. The Oakland Athletics have designated slugger Kendrys Morales for assignment and activated Mark Canha from the 10-day injured list. Morales was acquired from Toronto March 27th. The 13-year Major League veteran appeared in 34 games and hit .204 with one home run and seven RBIs with the A's. Canha has been on injured list since April 29th with a sprained right wrist. Former Iowa State receiver Hakeem Butler says he's looking to find a role in former Texas Tech coach Cliff Kingsbury's offense with the Arizona Cardinals. Butler took part in rookie minicamp after being selected by the Cardinals in the fourth round of the NFL draft.
I just want to come in and honestly just make plays wherever I can, whenever the opportunity presents itself. I've seen some things that he's done at Texas Tech, and I definitely know I could have fit in there. And, I mean, just a lot of things that I've just seen him do. With Texas Tech and the quarterbacks and the receivers that he had, he's always had big receivers that make plays, and hopefully I can just come in and do that.
Butler says making the transition to the pro game is a new challenge.
I feel like a freshman going into college again, and, you know, you're just trying to get the ropes and get around the right people so they can show you the right things to do and just figure out how to be a pro. It's a new environment, new people. You just... Like, the thing about football, people come from so many different areas. You learn new things, and you gain so much knowledge from people. I mean, you don't know everything, and everybody can teach you something. And so I think that's a big thing from just being around so many different people.
Butler says he's looking forward to learning the ropes from Cardinals standout receiver Larry Fitzgerald.
I'm ready to just be a sponge with that dude. I mean, everybody says he's one of the best human beings. I mean, y'all probably would know better than me. But I'm just ready to get in and just learn everything I can from him.
In other sporting notes, a Florida judge has blocked prosecutors from using video that allegedly shows New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft engaging in paid sex at a massage parlor. Judge Leonard Hanser ruled Monday that Jupiter police did not follow proper procedures after installing the hidden cameras that secretly recorded Kraft visiting the Orchards of Asia Day Spa twice in January. Hanser wrote that detectives did not do enough to minimize the invasion of privacy of customers who did not commit crimes. Prosecutors argued during a recent hearing that the warrant obtained to install the cameras was legal and aimed at stopping a felony-level prostitution operation. They are expected to appeal. 77-year-old Kraft has pled not guilty to misdemeanor solicitation of a prostitute. Broncos quarterback Joe Flacco says it's not his job to groom rookie Drew Locke as his successor. Flacco says his job is to learn Denver's new offense and go win games himself. He says it's the coach's job to teach the rookie, and it's up to Locke to learn what he can by watching the veteran QB do his thing. Philadelphia Eagles have signed quarterback Cody Kessler and brought back offensive lineman Stefan Wisniewski. Kessler gives the Eagles insurance behind Carson Wentz, along with third-year pro Nate Sudfeld. Tight end Lee Smith has rejoined the Bills after spending the past four seasons with the Raiders. 31-year-old Smith signed a three-year contract. He played his first four seasons with Buffalo. The Chargers have re-signed defensive lineman Damian Square. Square was a key part of the Chargers' defensive line last season. He made a career-high 11 starts last year and had 55 tackles and three sacks. Longtime NFL coach Gunther Cunningham, who immigrated from post-war Germany as a child and then dedicated his life to football, has died after a brief illness. He was 72. Cunningham's wife, Renee, said in a statement that he died on Saturday. Desperate Housewives star Felicity Huffman pled guilty Monday in the college admissions bribery scheme, the biggest name to do so in a scandal that has underscored the lengths to which some wealthy parents will go to get their children into top universities. The Emmy-winning actress, 56 years old, could face prison time after she admitted to participating in the nationwide scam, in which authorities say parents bribed coaches, rigged entrance exams, or both to gain the admission system. And Huffman pled guilty in federal court to paying an admissions consultant $15,000 to have a proctor correct her older daughter's answers on the SAT. And Justin Thomas has withdrawn from the PGA Championship with a wrist injury, the first time he's missed a major since his rookie season. Thomas won the PGA Championship 2 years ago at Quail Hollow, the start of his rise to number one in the world. He's now ranked number five. The nature of his injury was not disclosed. Thomas withdrew from the Wells Fargo Championship 2 weeks ago, hopeful he'd be ready for his second major of the year. He said in a text message that he had not hit balls since the Masters, where he tied for 12th. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.